Seattle area college students are planning a vigil this week to remember the 5 international students who lost their lives on the Aurora Bridge. That's just one example of how students here help each other. Foreign students are thousands of miles away from their families, but they're not alone. Diana Sampson travels all over the world. Her job is to recruit students for Shoreline Community College.
A U.S. education helps students to think critically.
People around the world believe that. One time, Sampson was in Nepal at a college fair.
There was thousands of people.
They pressed around her, 10 people deep.
It was just packed and crowded around our table with people looking in and trying to talk to us one by one. It's very exciting.
Do the parents who come to you, do they ever ask questions about the safety of the U.S.?
Yes, they have been in the recent years.
And what do you tell them?
Well, you know, that's certainly a concern, but Seattle is one of the safest places to live and study.
Families around the world weigh the risks and the rewards, and many of them choose to send their kids here. Extended families will scrape together their resources to invest in one child's education in the U.S.
And in many cases, this may be your only child and your hopes and dreams.
That puts a lot of pressure on a young student. Here's Minh Vo, who came to Shoreline Community College from Vietnam.
I understand that when you send your daughter, your child, far away from you, 1,000 miles away from you, you only hope the best for them, but
Vo's first quarter here didn't go so well.
I was really scared. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit in my room and do my homework, like go to school and then go back to home.
Colleges like Shoreline work hard to reach students like this. They offer field trips to see the sights around Seattle. Older students, like Winston Lee from Hong Kong, teach them how to navigate this culture. Even things like negotiating over a used car price.
Those sellers are maybe not friendly to our international students.
Lee advises them,
stick with your principal.
Then there are the extracurricular classes, like this ukulele class at Shoreline. Most of the students in this class are from foreign countries. All that outreach, it helps international students feel safe.
It changed me in every way.
Remember Minh Vo, that student who sat alone in her room? She has a strong network of friends now at Shoreline Community College.
You know that you are not alone in the fight. You have other people surround you.
Those friends come from all over the world.
It's surprisingly that we just talk the same language, we have the same path, and we like even laugh about the same joke. It's really cool.
Last year, over 18,000 students at Washington's community colleges were from a foreign country, and the number is growing every year.
Sorry, we don't have the lyrics, so I kind of forgot the words.
Great.
Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.